It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, available every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon this morning. And it's a Monday morning, the 12th day of February, as we kick off a brand new working week. Of course, we're talking property 7 days across any working week from 2024. And a very good morning to you, Stephanie, in Surfers Paradise. Thank you for your email. You say that you're in your early 20s and saving to buy an apartment with your sister this year, and you are empowering yourself with as much real estate property information that you can handle. Well, that is the way to do it, of course. And with almost 800 episodes in our library, you'll find that it is the largest library for real estate podcasts in Australia. You too, just like Stephanie, can educate yourself on any market around the country. And if you've got a comment that you would like to make, or perhaps a suggestion, you can email us. Our email address is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. And thank you, Brendan, for letting me know that the other day I was saying our email address was myrealestatebreakfast@gmail.com, which it's not. So make a note of it. It is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, Brendan. Well, coming up this morning, once again, we are off to the Lower North Shore in Sydney, and we're catching up in this very exclusive part of the Australian postcode with Piers van Hamburg, who is a partner at Dye Jones. And a very good morning, Piers. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Good morning. Great to be on the show.
How long have you been doing your real estate gig there?
I've just turned 52 and I got in at 25 years old, so 27 years.
Wow, 25 years old. Gee, the technology. You go back to when you were 25, you're 52 now. I mean, that is chalk and cheese, isn't it?
Changed so much. I mean, when I got into real estate, I just got my first mobile phone. That was quite new and there was no internet. So we just, we used to rely on Section 5 of the Sydney Morning Herald, where I'd come in and cut out the ads and ring the private sales. So it's just changed so much in that time. It really has.
You know, you appreciate what you have at the time. It's like in 20 years' time, somebody might listen to this podcast that we're doing and they'll say, wow, they thought that 2024 was great technology, but look what we've got now. The real estate market, it seems to be experiencing a sudden surge in stock listings, which is offering more options for potential buyers, but also posing a few challenges, some are saying, for agents. What are you making of it?
Well, I think we've seen a huge amount of property come onto the market across all price ranges on the Lower North Shore. I think it's about 25% up on last year. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over the next few weeks. A lot of that property just hit the market in the last kind of 10 days. So it's a little bit early to call, but my gut feeling really comes down to, you know, supply and demand. A lot more supply, I think, will put a bit of pressure on pricing, is my gut feeling.
Now, what about the increased pressure as the market cycle is compressed due to an early Easter? I'm hearing different people saying that that's a little bit of a problem, a bit of a pressure point for the industry. Is that right? Is that a bit of a thing?
Well, certainly in our area, we find that, you know, a lot of people go overseas and go on holidays, so they don't get back until the beginning of February, when in line with the school term. So we have got a very narrow window to try and get these properties marketed and sold before a very early Easter this year. So the short answer is yes, which I think also explains why so much has hit so early on.
Yeah, and buyer expectation in 2024 is now higher, I think it's fair to say, than ever before. And one of the reasons for that is the online technology showcasing homes for sale. Now, it wasn't that long ago when drones were introduced as a way to elevate the height perspective and in some cases do some of these expansive video shots, then you take the technology and marry it up with social media and you have this very high bar, this very high expectation from potential buyers. I mean, you know, go back to when you were 25, you didn't have any of this going on, a completely different thing. So that expectation is real in the market right now for the way that properties are being presented.
It has changed so much. I mean, believe it or not, I used to actually take my own photographs when I first got into real estate. We'd go out there with the camera, take the photos, and then take the film down to the processing shop. So it has just changed so much. You know, we use drones and video on everything, particularly where we're located with, you know, harbourside locations. You just need that, and the consumer expects it now.
All right then, Piers, we'll wrap it up there and enjoy your Monday, enjoy your 2024, and good luck for the selling season.
Lovely. Thank you very much for your time.
Every week, real estate transactions take place as the market shifts month by month. And every day, we keep you better informed and updated on The Real Estate Podcast.
Well, Taylor Swift, is she currently burning a bit of a hole in your pocket, particularly if you are a parent having to shelve out for some of these prices? I see that they have laid on some extra seating, but some of the tickets they have warned could include a partially obstructed view. And some people have jumped up and down and said, well, hang on, they're $79.90 and they're partially obstructed. But then if you look at the VIP tickets, they're $1,249 for a big night out with Taylor Swift. Can you afford to be paying that as a parent? I doubt it. But many of these concert goers, it just doesn't stop them, does it? $1,249, of course, goes a long way to a new iPhone, I would have thought. Well, a couple of days ago, I played part of the RBA Governor's press conference, and I've got a couple of more pieces to play for you this morning. The first comment is in regard to the rate cuts, but also some of the risks associated around the possibility of some rate hikes.
It might be. We've already emphasised that there could be risks on the upside, there could be risks on the downside. Now, if the risks on the downside present themselves, then we have the options of cutting interest rates. If the risks on the upside eventuate, then we might have to look at whether or not we need to increase again. But I think the point is that we need to make sure that we don't have to backtrack on inflation, that inflation doesn't get away. We do need to make sure we're making progress. We need to convince that that progress is going to continue. That's what's going to help ultimately mortgage holders and everyone. So I think the thing that worries me is that we get some more shocks and we don't know where they're coming from. You look at the last few years, pandemic, Ukraine, Middle East, what's going to come from left field? That's what worries me. What I don't know is coming and what the implications of that might be for inflation and inflation expectations and how do we handle it.
And that, of course, is the big one, isn't it? That's the big problem now living in this volatile world, is that we just don't know where the next shock is coming from. And I did think that the press conference in terms of how Michelle Bullock answered questions was pretty honest and straight down the middle. She was also asked about the elephant in the room, and that was what is currently happening in China with the slowdown in the market there and how that might affect the RBA's target range.
So China, yes, the slowdown in China is built into our forecast. As we all know, they are experiencing difficulties, particularly in their property sector. There has been some policy response to the slowdown in China GDP, but it's still a slowdown. The way that impacts us, of course, is through commodity prices in particular and our exports of commodities. So we are very focused on it. We judge things, the risks actually at the moment is fairly balanced. So I'll come back to my previous point that we're not ruling in or out interest rate changes. The board decided today to stay on hold, given all the evidence it had. There was encouraging signs. The forecasts indicate in the central forecast we are coming down around about to target in 2025 and then midpoint 2026. And the judgment that the risks are broadly balanced.
So that is Michelle Bullock and some of her comments from that press conference a few days ago. And they are only going to be meeting every 6 weeks now, so a little bit longer between drinks.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated.
And right now it is time for another 30-second property tip. We are going to Sydney and to Chris Sherry from Sherry Auctions. Good morning, Chris. What have you got for us this morning?
Morning, Craig. Look, the second tip at the moment would be, and I say this to all my family, to all of my friends, it's bid confidently, bid strong, and allow those other buyers to assume that you are not going to stop at what, no matter what figure it gets to. I truly believe it. You've got to bid confidently. You've got to bid strong. As soon as someone else places bids, do not think about it. Place another bid directly as soon as you possibly can after that. That is going to stop those other buyers in their tracks. In the event it doesn't and there's more competition invited, at least you know you've given it your best shot. You walk away at your figure and you move forward to the next property and you do the same strategy. You don't change your strategy. Bid confidently, bid strong, and there's a high chance that you may get that property.
Yeah, people can sort of smell somebody being timid and they know when you've got to just about the end of your limit. So you're sending all the wrong messages, really.
Absolutely. No one knows your limit except for yourself and your party who you're with. Just bid confidently, go all the way up into it. And if you want to go one or two over, maybe do that. However, don't do it the other way where you just pause and wait for someone to do it for you. You've got to go in there first. You've got to be brave and you've got to be bold. And that will give you a much higher chance of securing that property rather than sitting back and waiting.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
It's so unique. So many different personalities, different people are drawn to the city for different reasons. But for me, being in Fremantle, I won't venture out of my little area. There's too much to offer here. Great restaurants, great nightlife, great food, great drinks.
Yeah, 2024, it's only early days, but so far, everything we've put in the market, we've sold within about 4 or 5 days of action. Being on the market. We haven't had an auction yet because everything we've had in the market has sold pre-auction within a week.
The cash rate has been held at 4.35%, essentially on the back of our recent inflationary data that came out last week.
Yeah, definitely. We are seeing a slight downturn. So data in September quarter 2023 showed that there were about 27,000 first home buyer loans that was approved across Australia. And that's about 1,000 less than September quarter 2022.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.